we've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Coming up, we will preview the state wrestling tournaments, the dual and the individual state tournaments with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we'll talk about the dramatic news out of college football as far as attendance today. Iowa State hosts Kansas, and Mark Dukes reads another lyric. All that coming up on the Gym Class for a Tuesday here at KGYM. And from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids and our studios here at KGYM, we welcome you in to the Gym Class for a Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Great show lined up for you coming up as we take you through 4 o'clock. Then it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, except Todd is out today. It'll be Alex and Kyle going at it today, getting you ready for basketball later on. Iowa State hosting the Kansas Jayhawks at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. We'll join up with the pregame at 5:30 for the tip-off just past 6 o'clock tonight. Can Iowa State make it 2 wins in a row against top 25 teams and teams toward the top of the Big 12 Conference? Iowa State coming very close at Allen Fieldhouse before falling short. We'll see what they do in the second go-around here tonight. That'll be at 5:30, and then tonight, high school basketball coming your way here on KGYM. 7:30, our pregame boys MVC play tonight, regular season action. It'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson at either number 2 or number 3, depending on what poll you subscribe to. Iowa City West on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That game comes up at 7:30 this evening. And Mark, good afternoon. A lot of people commenting on your lyrical output yesterday.
Yeah, I would describe it as an output more than anything else. We'll have another Duker reading of the rap lyrics here to give away tickets to
T-Pain, Ja Rule featuring Mike Jones coming up at the U.S. Cellular Center. And that concert is slated for Saturday, June the 23rd. Tickets go on sale this Friday, February 16th at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. You can also go online at Ticketmaster.com, or you can just listen to us all week and win free tickets.
If you can decipher my lyrics and be the correct caller, bingo. Like our friend in Belle Plaine yesterday.
Ryan, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, Ryan in Belle Plaine.
It was Ryan in Belle Plaine yesterday won. He's got his night set for that June evening.
He does.
Coming up for you. We'll have your chance to win with that coming up here in just a little bit. We've got for you on 1600 at 5:30, Iowa State taking on Kansas. That's one of the big stories, probably the biggest story in the state here today. Can the Cyclones pull off another victory? The Big 12 is getting very interesting now. Just really, really interesting at this point. As last night, you had West Virginia dunk TCU in that battle last night on Big Monday. Then you had as well Texas dropping a game in double overtime last night. So you've got standings right now. Texas Tech on top at 9-3. Iowa State can go a long way, and you don't think the Cyclones would take a lot of happiness and maybe putting the final coffin in Kansas's 13-year win streak of winning or sharing a Big 12 championship tonight. If Kansas falls in Ames, they will go a game and a half behind, basically, and really 2 to 2.5 behind because they lost at home to Texas Tech. They have to go to Lubbock yet to face the Red Raiders, who are 9-3. Kansas is 8-4. West Virginia, after the win last night, is 8-5. Then you got K-State and Oklahoma at 6-6. All of a sudden, Baylor is back in it at 6-7. Okie State at 5-7. TCU and Texas have now fallen to 5-8. Texas is now 15-11 overall and 5-8 in the Big 12. Iowa State can join them in a tie for 8th tonight with a win and go to 5-8 in the league and 14-11 overall.
Tech on the floor tonight as well, I believe. So you're either going to have a 2-game lead for Tech or a tie ball game. Or a 1-game lead,
yeah,
as it is now.
It's a big night as far as the Big 12 is concerned, as far as Texas Tech is concerned, as far as Kansas is concerned, as far as Iowa State is concerned. So a lot of things in the hopper tonight for this one.
No doubt about it. It's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Who wins at Hilton tonight, Iowa State or Kansas? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, appreciate all their help and giving us the poll question each and every day right here on KGYM. What does Iowa State have to do tonight? Well, these are two teams that aren't real deep. Kansas is about 6 or 7 deep. Iowa State about 6 or 7 deep as well. You got to stay out of foul trouble if you're Iowa State. Cameron Lard's got to do what he did against Oklahoma tonight against Kansas. It would be really nice if Wigginton shoots the ball from the outside like he did on Saturday afternoon. And Iowa State's got to find a way to stop Devontae Graham from going off in the game tonight. I think if you can check all those boxes, I think Iowa State's got an excellent chance to win the basketball game.
Yeah, Lard and Solomon Young were dinged up, and all indications are that those guys will play. I need big games out of them. Yes, you need to put the ball in the basket. I think it starts on defense for Iowa State. When Iowa State's locked in on defense or something close to it, this is a good basketball team because I think its defense feeds its offense a lot of times. So we shall see. 6 o'clock tip.
Yeah, 6 o'clock tip. What are your thoughts about it? You can let us know at 319-366-1600. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. This just in the world of pro football for my Kansas City Chiefs. 13-year veteran Derek Johnson is going to be allowed to become a free agent. And it sounds like the Chiefs have told him that they are will not have him back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs defense is going to look very young and a lot different coming up next year. Maybe that's not a bad thing. Although Derek Johnson, I thought, was very terrific inside for many, many years.
Very good career.
For Kansas City. Terrific career out of the University of Texas. So, Chief fans, he will not be. Number 56 will not be roaming Arrowhead Stadium, at least wearing the red and gold for the Kansas City Chiefs throughout the year. Or this year, anyway, coming up. So, yeah, that'll be a different look for Kansas City coming up this year. Mentioned the high school basketball coming your way tonight. And there's also girls regional action around the state of Iowa. Regional quarterfinals going off in Class 1A and 2A coming up tonight at various locales around the state. I know I think it's gone. You can say it's gone viral now. The footage of the Esterville Lincoln Central midget player, and I can say that because they are the midgets, that made the shot to win the first round tournament game last night. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's everywhere. It made Sports Center last night.
It did. To describe, it was an inbound pass at half court. The receiver of the ball actually fell down, but did get the ball, maintained his dribble. Took a one step.
Maintained his dribble while he was basically on his backside.
Down, yeah. And made, what, a 25, 30 footer to win the game?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Esterville will move on. So there you go. And very, it was a great celebration, too. Just the way you would like to see it.
Gigantic play for the midgets.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. The Olympics continue on here. I know Alex has his Olympic update, and we don't want to take anything away from Alex's Olympic update coming up a little bit later on. And the Americans have done fairly well. Chloe Kim, I don't think I'm giving a spoiler away. This has been 12 hours ago that she won the gold medal in the half pipe. The U.S. went 1-3 there. Sean White's got an excellent chance to win the men's half pipe.
He's good.
He is very good. He was very good. That was fun. And speaking of the half pipe, Alex has his Olympic update. I am starting for the Olympics. The over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in.
Dynamite drop-in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Yes, it has. What is this, Mark, you ask? These commentators, and I don't blame them because they're former Olympic athletes and they only get to do this once every 4 years, so it's not like they have a 19-game NFL schedule with the preseason and whatnot to hone their skills. But they come out, they're a little over the top and a little cheesy with a lot of their comments.
Depending on the sport.
Yes.
Yeah.
So last night during the halfpipe, Todd Richards, who was doing the commentary alongside Todd, the other Todd, and I can't think of his last name right now, Todd Harris, who ABC got rid of after 1 year because it was not good. But they have them doing the half pipe. And Todd Richards, the commentator, said last night he was trying to, it was a very windy day again in Pyeongchang. His comment was something to the effect of turbulence. Oh, when you get to 40 feet, the turbulence is just like being in an airplane.
Really?
That is today's over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for those guys because I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. But really, like an airplane.
No.
At 40 feet.
No.
Now, granted, it's going to buffer you a little bit. I understand that. But it's not like a 747, you know, what, at X thousands of feet above the earth.
Really, you could go to the figure skating rink and get one every night, couldn't you?
Funny you mentioned that. My two favorites over the weekend, Tara Lipinski, got them both. He's an artistic unicorn. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does artistic unicorn mean? And I love the Olympics. Don't get me wrong, but this
Kyle with a quizzical look through the glass.
Artistic unicorn, Kyle. You're a millennial. You understand what that means? He doesn't understand what. He's shaking his head. And then she came back with, not only can she drive the car, but she can take the car apart and put it back together. What's that mean?
Okay.
My wife even looked up and said, what does that mean?
Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, what a concept.
They're back tonight, ladies and gentlemen. They're back. So it's a pretty good chance that tomorrow's over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in may have something to do with Tara Lipinski.
Can't wait.
Tomorrow. 16 past the hour of 3. Let's get to this because I wanted to talk about it. We will a little bit here before we get to Wyatt Schultz and a little bit more afterwards. And that is college football coming out today with some very distressing news. Major college football experienced its largest per-game attendance drop in 34 years and the second largest ever. Those were released today by the NCAA. Now, this includes regular season games. It includes bowl games as well, and I think that plays a good part into it because, Mark, as you saw during the bowl season, how many bowl games had about 2,000 people in them? Mm-hmm. Some of the lesser bowls there. And the drop, the average attendance in 2017 dropped from 43,612 down to 42,203. A change of negative 3.2%. And that includes all conferences in the Power Five, including the SEC. And it's interesting. They're trying to come up with factors. What do you think attributes to this, Mark, just in your head anyway? They've come up with a couple of theories here. Why the attendance has dropped. Two of those being millennials are not as interested in going to the college football games anymore because they have to take X number of hours out of their day even if they do go, a lot of them now are choosing to stay in the parking lots, tailgate, and watch the game on their device that they can watch it on. The other, and maybe even more disturbing part of it, is the fact that students are not going to games anymore. The actual students at college. The student sections are shrinking. I think we've seen that in basketball. Now, granted, if you have a good team to watch, it's going to help you. Certainly. But, I mean, you see it, they use as an example the University of Michigan here. That even Michigan has seen a drop in student tickets being sold. Iowa's had a drop in student tickets. I don't think it's, Iowa State's actually had an increase in their student tickets, but I think that coincides with the fact that Matt Campbell came in and has energized Iowa State. There are exceptions to this, but as a whole, it is right now down 3.23%.
Student attendance down 7% since 2009, according to this story. The SEC is the biggest loser, down 3.1% or 2,433 fans per game.
Now, keep in mind, they are also the largest numbers at over 73,000.
Right. But four of the five power conferences, Power Five, are down. The Big Ten is the only one that is up, and ever so slightly, 76 fans a game.
76.
So pretty much, Big Ten has pretty much maintained what it was in 2016. So, Scott, I think it's plain and simple. It's cost. It costs a lot.
Yes, it does.
It's a big commitment. You're talking about a family of four, even a couple. You're talking about game tickets, parking, tailgating supplies.
You're dropping $200 to $250.
An investment in your whole Saturday in many cases when you can sit home and watch it on TV.
Or on your mobile device.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be. It's interesting. They're talking about, and this has happened in the National Football League, where they have a little bit more money to play with. And if you'd like to comment, love to hear from you, 319-366-1600. What are your thoughts? Are you not as likely to go to college football games as you were in the past, and what would be the reason why? Several schools, including Penn State, Beaver Stadium, there was an arms race for a while, Mark, and especially in the Big Ten, to have the largest capacity stadium. Between Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State. Penn State is now in the process of downsizing their stadium. And what also Kentucky, North Carolina, and Arizona State are also downsizing their stadium. What they're doing is they're coming up with what they believe that millennials like, and that is to have a centrally located area where you can sell alcohol, yes, but also have the climate-controlled capabilities and big screen televisions all over the place. And if you want to step outside onto the balcony to watch the game, like you used to in the grand old days, you can do that. But more and more places are moving toward that. We're seeing it in the pro game, and now we're starting to see it in the college game. Is that the answer to all this?
319-366-1600, Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, and of course, our phone line. 86.50, no beer allowed in college stadiums, plus overpriced tickets equals no students going. A couple people weighing in agree with me, it's the cost. 14.74, drinking at 7 a.m. ruins your whole day. Sean at 13.34, I agree, cost and time. Plain and simple.
Is there a way to get around this? If you're a college administrator, if you're an athletic director at a Power Five school, how do you get around this problem?
When do kids get to go to a game? Unless you're in a, you know, get a deal or in a family that's, you know, fairly well off. There's no not whole games anymore.
No. Is that the answer to go back to, okay, you have a ticket, okay. You buy two adult tickets, you have kids under the age of 10, they get in half price.
Could be. I mean, you're not, by and large, not exposing young people to the live college game day atmosphere.
No. And I think they're really missing out on something. 319-366-1600. We'll kick it around a little bit more after we talk with Wyatt Schultz coming up here in just a little bit.
0931, the game takes too long.
But then that's a great game if it's a 4.5 hour, 62-61 overtime game, right?
48-15, hard to invest almost $300, especially if the product on the field is subpar. After my career in covering the Hawks and Cyclones, I went to maybe a handful of games in the stands. My butt is wider than 17 inches. That's why I don't go anymore.
That seems to be the answer to a lot of people's queries about that. You get 17 good inches. Maybe. On a good day. On a good Saturday.
And that depends on who's sitting on either side of you.
Exactly. Exactly. 319-366-1600. We welcome in Doug in Marengo joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was going to say, scheduling some better home non-conference games.
Hmm.
I mean, people don't want to fork out $75 to see a UNI or a Wyoming when you could get a solid SEC team or an ACC team, something to get people excited to go to.
Something different, Doug.
So it goes back to that the ancient of all arguments about college football, and especially as far as Iowa is concerned, and that is scheduling. So, hey, appreciate it, Doug. Thanks. Have a good day. 325 here on the gym class.
You're paying for a product. You're not going to pay premium price for a B movie, are you?
Well, and that is why a lot of pro teams are going now to the dynamic pricing. Golf courses are going to dynamic pricing. If you want to go at the peak of the day, you're going to pay a little bit more than if you go at 6 in the morning or at 4 in the afternoon or whatever the case may be. Major League Baseball teams, National Football League, especially as far as baseball is concerned, you're going to pay more to see the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cubs, and teams of that ilk than you are the San Diego Padres or the Miami Marlins. And that is reflected in ticket prices. So, a lot of good interaction. Keep this on the back burner. We're going to come back to it after we talk to Wyatt Schultz. We got to get Wyatt in here and talk with him about the state wrestling tournament. We'll talk more about college football attendance, how it's going down, and your thoughts about why and what can be done to increase that. That'll be coming up a little bit later on here on the program. 3:26, we'll take a break. Come back. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament will join us. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Since 1944, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertin & Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back at 3:28, we got those tickets to give away in just a little bit, so stand by for that as we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll talk more about college football attendance here in just a little bit, but we want to talk high school wrestling here in our wrestling talk with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And thanks to Kurt for sponsoring our Tuesday and Wednesday segments as we talk wrestling here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Why? You got everything packed? You ready to go?
Well, actually, I'm already packed, and I pulled off the road just so I wasn't talking on the phone while I was talking to you guys.
Safety first. I like that, Wyatt. Very good.
Yeah, if I wanted to make it, I figured I better pull off.
That's a good idea. Good idea. All right. Well, let's start. Let's talk. We'll get to the duels coming up in a little bit, but let's talk about the traditional state tournament anyway. First of all, got to ask this every year, any big surprises of guys that did not make it that you thought would be there?
I don't think there was really any big surprises, at least that I would call a big surprise. You know, you always have some of your ranked wrestlers that get beat out. But as huge surprises, I would say not really.
Well, 3A District 5 was very interesting with Kennedy beating Prairie.
Yeah, that one really was. You know, we've kind of been talking all along how improving Kennedy was, and that kind of showed it. You know, actually, Prairie had more qualifiers, but Kennedy probably had a little more team strength, meaning their third and fourth place guys were placing a little higher than Prairie's. But, you know, and actually Waverly had more champions than Prairie itself too. But, so it was a good team race, and Kennedy is, with a few of those kids are pretty solid. You know, I've always spoke highly of Saracen and, you know, and Cam Jones at 220 and Viss at 285 did well.
Yeah, they did. And you mentioned Prairie got 7, Kennedy got 5. Iowa City High did very well down at their district. Who are some of the teams with the most individuals headed down in 3A?
Well, Fort Dodge, of course. They were over in that Sioux City district. They got 13 through. That CIML is pretty solid. Johnson got 10. But Hempstead got 9 guys through, as well as West. And City High, like you said, got 8. So that could be an interesting team race. I don't know if West has enough power to pull into that top 5 or not, but I still think it's going to be a pretty good team race in 3A.
What are some of the individual storylines you're going to be looking at, Wyatt? You've got folks going for four-time state championships. You've got Nelson Brands from Iowa City West. I suppose those are among them, huh?
Yes, they are. And of course, with Teske and Thompson, you know, their only losses are to each other. And of course, Nelson from West is another one. And then you got Michael Blockhouse out of New Hampton. He's also going for his third title, along with Kyle Biscaglia out of Waukee. You know, and there's a lot of area ones, too. You got Grayson Kesterson going for his second, Aiden Reeves for his second, Baumler out of North Fayette, Cale Happel's going after his second. So a lot of area kids going after the gold.
Yeah, a lot of them anyway. And so 3A, Is it Fort Dodge's to lose right now going in, would you say?
Well, you know, when we when I came out with our last rankings, we always kind of figure out a point scheme. And at the beginning of the year, you know, Southeast Polk was neck and neck with Fort Dodge. But as the season has progressed, Fort Dodge has actually widened the gap. And so unless they really fall on their face, I would almost agree with you. Simply because they got 13 kids down there, and like Solon a year ago, if those kids just win a few matches and get a few points, they're going to be pretty solid.
Let's take a look at some of the other classes. 2A, New Hampton, and I know Jim's got them rated at the top right now. He likes Wallert in there as well. And how did 2A shake down after districts?
Well, in some ways it kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought maybe Wallert would get a few more in there. The one that actually surprised me, at least on a team finish, was Beckman. Their overall team, I thought, is a little better than I thought. Wallert, of course, has got their big guns, and I don't know if that's enough to push New Hampton or not, but you get about three guys in the finals and place four in the top four, you know, that's a lot of points. So I don't know if they can give New Hampton a run or not. And of course, Solon with five qualifiers, you can't count them out either, especially with, you know, they got the duels on tomorrow. So they can push for a medal.
You and your colleague Jim Thompson went back and forth predicting the championship matches and a smattering of area wrestlers that you guys think are going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and we don't I guess those are our personal picks for finalists. We don't do it by area. Those are actually ones. And of course, I'll be honest, I don't follow the 1 and 2As quite like I do the 3As since I live in Cedar Rapids. But there's some good kids out there.
1A, Lisbon, Denver, Don Bosco. It's going to be one of those three, right?
You're exactly right. It's going to be one of those three. I don't know. The traditional... I think it's up in the air. I would, if I had to pick now, I would say it would come down to Lisbon and Denver. I don't know. Don Bosco took a couple of hits at districts. So if I had to say now, I'd say Lisbon, Denver, Bosco.
And of course, Lisbon got some big hammers. Cale Happel at 120 going for his second, and others down the line. So, and everything, a lot of things just depends on how the brackets shaked out too, with the formula for this year.
Exactly, and we released our bracket breakdowns, or I guess we just did the 2As. I'll release the 3As this afternoon or this evening when I get to Des Moines, and release the 1As tomorrow morning. But we also put out a top 10. First round matches, and some of those brackets are some of them are broke up pretty good, and then there's other that are top or bottom heavy, but that's the fascinating part of the tournament. And if you get into it, I'll come right out and tell you I like the draw the way it is now, for the simple reason you get some great matchups these first couple rounds.
Of course, the dual portion gets underway tomorrow. And Wyatt, I'm gonna throw something out there that I know you'll probably disagree with, but I'm not big on the dual state tournament. For one thing, I looked at the regional dual scores; very few of them were even close. And the fact that they're contested the day before the traditional, I just don't like it.
I don't mind the duels at all. I don't necessarily care for the time, which is the day before tomorrow, the day before the traditional. But I don't mind the duels. The scores, a lot of them, when they're paired up with teams that are either in their sectional or were in their sectional or going to be in their district, so they don't like that two and three matches in a week with somebody that that's going to that they got to wrestle at the state tournament. And so some of that. And the other thing is, I knew I went up to Denver for the regional duel, and one of the coaches had one of a couple of his kids that were dinged up, so they just withheld them so that they could rest up for the traditional tournament. But no, I don't necessarily disagree, but I don't. I like the dual tournament, but maybe not on Wednesday.
Of course, it used to be the week after the traditional state tournament here in Cedar Rapids for many, many years, and didn't like that because it stretched the season. But it's still a short season anyway, as far as wrestling is concerned. But then you got kids that you know aren't in the traditional. The timing is just strange, no matter which way you go, and this is going to be an argument that's going to go for the length of time, I think, as far as high school wrestling is concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right. You have some coaches that absolutely love this time for the simple reason they get to bring a team down that normally wouldn't get to wrestle at the state tournament, and the other ones leave it up to the individual as to whether they want to wrestle in the traditional or the dual part of it. So it just depends. I've talked to coaches out of Minnesota, and of course they like they're more into the dual part of it, and they don't understand why we don't get into that like they do. I'm with you guys where I like the individual tournament.
Yep, and we'll take a look at the duels. 3A, Fort Dodge is number one seeded. They're going to get Hempstead in the first round, and City High will get Waukee in the first round. City High is the number six seed as far as 3A goes. Does City High have a chance to get Waukee?
Yeah, that's actually not too bad of a duel. You know, that CIML, you know, if you go by their seeds, they're going to have four in the semis. But City High has been coming on all year long. They got to win all the toss-ups. I haven't broken it down real close as far as individual matches, but they've got to win all the toss-up matches to get by Waukee. And Fort Dodge and Hempstead, that may be one of your lopsided ones. Fort Dodge is just so strong.
Yeah, and Hempstead's not a slouch, but it's just going to be really, really difficult.
Right. With Teske in there, and then you got second-ranked Joe Pins in there, and so here's one of your top wrestlers getting beat, and that may be the case up and down that lineup with Fort Dodge and Hempstead.
Yeah, maybe Hempstead will move things around. I don't know. They may have to try to get things going. Wyatt Schultz joining us here as we preview the state wrestling tournament here on KGYM. New Hampton, it's actually New Hampton Turkey Valley, of course, for wrestling purposes, but they're number one in 2A. West Delaware's in there, and then Solon's in there. Solon has got a wrestle clearing Goldfield Dows in the first round, and then West Delaware will get Assumption in that first round. Williamsburg also in there. They will get Ballard. Good year for Williamsburg. I know they were pumped to make the dual state tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And if you think about it, you know, there's three WOMAC conference teams in that state duels. So it kind of shows you the strength of the WOMAC conference. That West Delaware Assumption duel, I think we were kind of hashing it over. And, you know, that's going to be a great duel between the 4-5 seeds. But I also wouldn't overlook Solon. I don't know that much about Clarion Goldfield. But the way Solon comes on at this time of year, I wouldn't necessarily count him out against Clarion.
Very true, very true. And finally, the 1As, you could have a Lisbon-Denver semifinal, which would be fun. Don Bosco, I think, is the king of the top half of that bracket anyway. But could see a Lisbon-Denver tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great duel. And I guess I don't know who I would off the top of my head. I'd probably pick Lisbon, but I wouldn't count out Denver either. And that'll be a great one. And then whoever wins that one, of course, you're going to have a great duel in the final. If I'm assuming Bosco would make it, but that would be a great final matchup.
On the college front, what did you think of Kuhn beating Snyder?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, maybe some of it, you know, like Ironside had mentioned, was that last week where wrestling all over the world has kind of worn him out or whatever. But and also Adam Kuhn is an athletic heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had watched him in high school already, and he's just so athletic. I watched him when he I think he wrestled one of the Brokehammers out of West Delaware. And I told him, I said, I was kind of looking forward to that match. And it took him about a minute and a half to tech fall him. He was that athletic in high school already. So it'll make the Big Tens pretty interesting, won't it?
I can't wait for the seeds to come out in the Big Tens, because that's going to be half the fun is seeding meetings.
Oh, yeah, could you imagine trying to do that?
Nope. Nope.
You know, I know how it is in high school and some of these, and I could only imagine what it's like in college, because some of those seeds would be so important on where you're at in that bracket. And so it would be pretty interesting, and maybe that's why they just do it by committee and let track wrestling do it all.
I can just see Coach Ryan. You're telling me Olympic champion, the best wrestler in the world, is not number one seed?
Exactly. Yeah, wouldn't that be I enjoy going to some of these tournaments and sitting in on these seed meetings, and that's half the fun is, he did what?
Yeah, in the old days, the seed meetings were, that was sometimes better than the actual wrestling going on.
Oh, yeah, they really were, because a lot of times, you know, they'd take a couple hours. And I've been to some of these, like the Jayhawks, took about maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes, you know, because it's basically all done on track, and then you just tweak it out a little bit.
Yeah, not like the old days where they used to coaches would almost wrestle sometimes to try to get a seat. So
yeah, exactly, and almost have to cater in breakfast just because it took so long.
Yeah.
So, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Wyatt, I know you're going to have a great time the next 4 days, and we'll talk to you one more time coming up here in a couple weeks. But have fun at Wells Fargo, and should be a great 2018 state wrestling tournaments.
Oh, I think it's going to be I think the duels are going to be great, as well as watching a lot of the individuals, and even the individual team championship in 1A and actually 3A and who knows about 2A. So I think there's going to be some great matches and team races in all three classes.
Yep, I would agree with that. Have fun, Wyatt. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Wyatt Schultz joining us from The Predicament. Follow them at thepredicament.com. Also on Twitter, they'll have all sorts of news. KJ is a good follow as well down at the state wrestling tournament starting tomorrow with the duels, and then on Thursday.
And we'll have reports on our shows as well.
Yep, we'll let you know what's happening. All right, we need to get to several things here, including more talk about college football attendance. We'll do it coming up here, but we're going to get you an ESPN Extra Point, and it is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 14 years of service. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotch.
You were saying, Stu Gotch, you watch at the end, Cleveland will still come out of the East, and you're going to end up being right.
Right.
Like, what Cleveland did at the deadline was basically just get us a bunch of new guys. LeBron will figure it out.
Correct.
Is Altman going to win Executive of the Year because he botched the summer so badly?
That's right.
He should.
He did summer so badly.
He fixed it, though.
Yeah, and then was his own janitor. A real heroic effort by him after being the guy who created the mess in the first place. I mean, it's two games, but yes, LeBron with anybody.
It's two games and one with the new guys, because those guys couldn't play against Atlanta.
That first game, LeBron was just happy to have everyone out.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying to you, A lot of people objected to this last week. Guillermo, put it on the poll. If I put LeBron on the Sacramento Kings and make no other changes, am I coming out of the East?
I think you are, yeah.
Guys, get to JCPenney and show her some love. Now through Valentine's Day, find gifts she'll love like select fine and fashion jewelry up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or for rewards members, get 1/10 carat total weight diamond studs or pendant for just $25 each while supplies last. Hurry in and find the gifts that will make her Valentine's Day. JCPenney. Coupon valid 2H214. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Support excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. Offers represent savings at regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Dear overpriced grilled cheese, you've changed. Things were different in college, but now it's you I need to take a loan out for. And you're so clingy. I'm an adult now, and I need more than just, well, cheese. I need special sauce. This relationship is like you. Toast.
Let others know you've rediscovered your love for the always classic Big Mac. And for a limited time, try the Mac Jr. and the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. At participating McDonald's.
3:50, back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM. Going to get a little bit more talk about college football attendance with you here in just a little bit, but it is that time. People, the internet blew up yesterday. It is time to give away tickets, and they go on sale on Friday, Ticketmaster.com. More information on our website at KGYMradio.com. For Ja Rule, T-Pain, and Mike Jones, they will be at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up in June. We have another pair of tickets to give away before you can buy them right now. We're going to give caller number 6 a try to come up with who sang the following lyric. We now turn it over to DJ Duker, brought to you by Alex Kuhn Productions.
Grandpa G, here we go.
Grandpa G.
There's a backbeat to this. Saw on YouTube. Kyle, are you with me on this? And these are not the exact lyrics because we want to be on the air tomorrow. Okay.
This is what our operations manager gave us.
200 women. I'm betting they ain't done them hot. Except for the pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top. Shanti, what's your name?
Oh, who sang that besides Mark? Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones?
Who has more fun than people?
Huh? Alex, Alex, you can win. This is, you know what? We thought BNA took over the world.
I got to do this stuff in one take. Are you kidding me?
But it's better that way.
Is it?
I think it's better that way. I think it's better that way. We got caller number 6 lined up and ready to go. And we're going to find out who that is coming up here shortly and talk with them. And we will see exactly if they can guess if it was Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones with that. All right. We got our first contestant ready to go. This is Daryl. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm all right. How you doing today?
Great. Great. If you can decipher that, who sang that lyric that Mark tried to do justice to?
Ja Rule.
I'm sorry, Daryl. It was not.
It wasn't.
No. Try again tomorrow. Appreciate it. Daryl didn't come up with it, so we're going to have to go with our next one. Well, now by process of elimination, you have a 50-50 opportunity to pick it up. 319-366-1600. We're not going to allow Mark to do it again because he can't do it better than he did the first time.
Shotty, what's your name?
Chris did that just so you could say that. He put that lyric in today just so you could say that. Let's go to Richard in Cedar Rapids on line two. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Great, great. Who sang that lyric that Mark did great justice to?
Oh, man, he did do great, and it was T-Pain.
It was.
From Bartender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, from Bartender.
How about that?
Awesome. Hey, Richard, we're going to put you on hold. Kyle will get your information, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you. So Richard is our winner.
God, you people are too kind. Wow.
They love you, don't they? They love you. I think you could open that night.
3206, how do I get Duke's Wrapping a weekly thing? I'll just pony up for sponsorship, Nick.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll visit one more time with our poll question. We'll also talk, get some last-minute texts about the college football. As far as attendance going down, how that can be fixed. So stay tuned. More to come after this.
Love is in the air, and at Siebke Hoyt, it's contagious. Because with any Valentine's purchase of $159 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. Now, how is that for romantic? And it all starts with our gorgeous Shy Collection jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane. Then there's our Ed Levin Collection, another New York City designer that is distinctly alluring. And at Siebke Hoyt, we have so many other perfect jewelry gifts for Valentine's Day, such as diamond studs starting at just $99, silver and diamond necklaces from $55, diamond bracelets from $495, and of course, the big whopper of all Valentine's gifts, diamond engagement rings from Gabriel & Company in New York. And they start at just $995 and will always make your purchase easy with great financing options. Love is in the air at Siebke Hoyt, and we're making it easier and more romantic than ever with roses and beautiful jewelry. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
The Honda President's Day sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country, from the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. Discover the 2017 KBB.com Best Value brand during the Honda President's Day sales event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour to Cure. Registration is just $15 when you sign up now at diabetes.org/CorridorClassic.
Richard's going to go see the concert. Ja Rule, T-Pain, Mike Jones coming up at the U.S. Cellular Center. Again, tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster.com, coming up on Friday morning beginning at 10 o'clock. Poll question one more time.
Indeed, KGYMRadio.com is where to find it. Who wins at Hilton tonight, Iowa State or Kansas? Right now, two-thirds of you believe Kansas.
Oh, really? I think Iowa State might win this game tonight.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State has got some motivation.
Playing well at Hilton.
I think that Steve Prohm pushed the right button. I'm going to take Iowa State tonight. We'll see how it plays out. College football attendance, we talked about that. It's down 3.2%. The biggest decline in college football attendance in 34 years. What does that mean? And some great interaction with you on the text line at 319-366-1600. A lot of people citing cost. And time put into said contest.
Indeed. Ryan from Walford, a different perspective. I'm guessing the decline is based off of parents seeing the dangers of playing football long term. More and more parents won't let their kids play football, so why take them to games?
Interesting perspective. Didn't look at it that way, but thank you. I think that does need to be taken into consideration.
71-31, Alabama winning every year makes you feel deflated before the season even starts.
No, that's the Patriots.
Meaningless bowl games give no long-term motivation.
I do agree. Isn't it time to cut back the bowl games? Don't you? I mean, looking at some of those first weekend bowl games with only 1,500 people in attendance, it's just, it wears on you after a while.
Finally, $69.92 cost and product. Casual fans don't want to go see a game between two unranked teams halfway through a mediocre to losing season.
Bring back 1 o'clock starts and non-televised games.
Good luck with that.
That ain't going to happen. All right, what is going to happen is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's going to be Alex and Kyle today, taking you from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, 5:30 Iowa State basketball at 1600 a.m. We'll talk to you tonight at West Time with Jeff and West.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal.